The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. As you may know, Velcro, that handy fabric fastener, was patented in 1951 by George de Mestral, who had noticed burrs that stuck to his woolen hunting pants where he grew up in Switzerland. He magnified the burrs and saw the hooks by which they held on, and then engineered his invention. The name Velcro came from the French words for velvet, velour, and hook, crochet. Hooks like the ones seen by de Mestral are used by many plants to disperse their seeds. In one such plant, groups of seeds called beggar lice hitch a ride on the fur of mammals. The plant produces seeds in rows at the tips of stems. Mature seed coats are covered with hooks that help the seeds hold on to any animal that brushes by the plant. Later, and at another location, the animal removes the bothersome seeds by brushing or rubbing. As a result, the plant succeeds with its adaptation to disperse its seeds. And believe it or not, seeds like these are not Mother Nature's only natural Velcro. Birds use the same principle to allow them to fly. Have you ever found and run your finger along a feather? Birds have a similar structure to hook their feathers together while remaining flexible.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.